From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner Monday of last week's election rerun with just over 98% of the vote, despite an opposition boycott. Turnout for Thursday's poll just under 39%. Mr. Kenyatta said this was a revalidation of the general will of the people, but he conceded the result may face a constitutional challenge.
My victory today is just part of a process that is likely to once again be subjected to a constitutional test through our courts. And as I have demonstrated repeatedly, I will submit to this constitutional path, no matter its outcomes.
While Kenyatta supporters celebrated, small protests broke out in opposition strongholds. In Kisumu, Simon Okoth said the election was stolen.
We are tired of this regime. Every now and then, if we went to election, we are the election is stolen.
Opposition leader Raila Odinga dropped out of the race, saying the Election Commission was unable to conduct a transparent vote. The October ballot was a rerun of the August 8 election, in which Mr. Kenyatta was declared winner, but the result annulled by the Supreme Court. Dutch-Ethiopian national Eshetu Alemu, a former Ethiopian soldier, went on trial in The Hague Monday for the incarceration, torture, and murder of opponents to former Ethiopian leader Mengistu Haile Mariam in the 1970s. An alleged victim is Serak Aswa.
This gentleman and the regime that he was working for made my country a victim until today.
Alemu stands accused of ordering the execution of 75 people in 1978 and the inhumane treatment of dozens more. He's denied any wrongdoing. This is VOA News. Dozens of trucks packed with relief supplies entered the besieged rebel-held eastern Ghouta area near Damascus Monday for the first time in weeks. Residents and relief officials have described an escalating humanitarian disaster in that part of Syria. Mark Lowcock is the UN Undersecretary for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief.
Daily shelling has continued to be reported in recent weeks. Humanitarian access to eastern Ghouta, one of the four de-escalated areas where nearly 95% of Syria's besieged population lives, has been severely curtailed for months.
Lowcock also told the Security Council more than 13 million Syrians are in need of humanitarian assistance. About half of them are deemed in acute need. The U.S. Monday urged Iraq's government and the northern Kurdish regional government to resolve their political dispute, following Kurdish President Masoud Barzani's decision to step down as of Wednesday. Mr. Barzani's departure linked to September's independence referendum that angered Baghdad and resulted in global condemnation. The Israeli military says it discovered and destroyed a militant tunnel dug from Gaza into Israel. A military spokesman called it a grave and unacceptable violation of Israeli sovereignty. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke of the use of new technology to deal with the tunnel threat. A Gaza health official said seven people died in the explosion, several were wounded. Paul Manafort, who briefly served as President Donald Trump's campaign chairman last year, was charged Monday with conspiring against the U.S., money laundering, and lying to the government. The charges stem from his earlier time as a lobbyist for Ukraine. A business associate, Rick Gates, was also indicted. Kevin Downing is Manafort's lawyer.
Mr. Manafort represented pro-European Union campaigns for the Ukrainian, and in that, he was seeking to further democracy and to help the Ukraine come closer to the United States and the EU.
Downing said those activities ended in 2014, 2 years before Manafort joined the Trump campaign. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf Monday fired back at allegations by her own vice president that she interfered in the country's October 10 election. A spokesman called the charge baseless in an unfortunate attempt to undermine the country's democratic process. Former footballer George Weah will face off against Vice President Joseph Boakai in a November 7 runoff. South Korean President Moon Jae-in will seek to repair damaged ties with China when he meets with President Xi Jinping next week on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Vietnam. Relations have been frosty following deployment of a U.S. anti-missile defense system that hurt bilateral trade and economic ties. And three Venezuelan opposition parties announced Monday they'll boycott local elections in December in protest of an electoral system they said is biased in favor of the ruling socialists. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.